We are continuing in the Mechaber, Siman Tov Mem Zayin, in the middle of Mechaber and Sif Hei, that corresponds to Mem Dalet, corresponds to 44 in the English edition. So we're saying as follows: if a person has fish that was salted in water on Pesach, be Pesach, in a chametzik a kli, in a chametzik a pot, yesh la hachmir li zor mihen v'machmir, and refrain from it. Because they absorb from that which the walls of the pot give off, the taste of the walls of the pot. The chametz of Pesach is also b'mashu. Chametz of Pesach is forbidden with the smallest amount. Now the Mishnah Berurah says in the bottom part of the page, Yesh lahachmir, haynu bedogim meluchim shekarin herring. We're back to our herring over here. We should be machmir mibnei shehu molu achari, because it's very salty. Va'afilu ha'kli einoi ben yoimai mibliyas ha'chametz, even if the kli, once again, has not been used in the past 24 hours, mibliyas ha'chametz, from when then absorb the chametz, one should still be machmir. V'chol zehu rak l'chatchila, as you pointed out before, this is all l'chatchila, an ideal situation, right? We discussed after the shir. This is l'chatchila, ideally, one should all refrain from this. That's not the way, we don't accustom ourselves to do things, to these heterim. Right, well, that's what I'm to point out. Like I mentioned earlier, he says, lahachmir mehen, that we should machmir. Because if there are cases where it's a hesed meruba or a shasat chak, this is the only food you have to serve, or the only food you have to eat for yourself. So one would have to speak to his rav, but at least we know, I mean, it's not so applicable nowadays, Baruch Hashem, for most people, but at least we know that there are heterim that come. We're not saying it's also across the board. That's what we're talking about. What's the concern? We plead this like Kalim, Sif Katan Mem Hei in the Mishnah Berurah, that the walls of the pot give off the taste. Mashma, Dim Sharu Bikli Yomtev Shari, Veinachush the Peru Chamas Shibesoy Chamelach. The Mishnah Berurah is telling us that it comes out from the words of the Mechaber that if I soaked this fish in my kosher Pesach pot, I don't have to be concerned for the possible chametz crumbs that were in the salt. What's a yontif kli? You buy a pot that says this pot's for yontif? Means it's kosher Pesach. Okay, I'm sure you can manufacture pots that say yontif kli. That's not the issue. It's kosher Pesach. We're saying that now there's no concern of the salt. That's what we're saying now. Why? You ask the question, why not? Maybe there was some salt in there, some chametz with the salt. Because we're saying it's a chash, it's a concern. In this scenario, we don't have to be so concerned. Now we're entering into the very long Ramah. Like I said, the next three pages is the Ramah. V'yesh cholkin u'machmirin. There are those that disagree and are machmir. Says the Mishnah Berurah on these words of the Ramah, Sifkat Memvav, there are those who disagree. What are they disagreeing? Atchilas HaSifkoi. Earlier, in the beginning of the Mechaber, we said that when you have Basa Yavesh or Gvina V'dogim, I have dry meat and cheese and fish, Shenimlechu, that were salted, Koidim HaPesach, before Pesach, and you weren't careful to make sure that there was no chametz in that salt, we said you're allowed to eat it. Now the Rama is saying there are those that are machmer and disagree and say you're not allowed to eat it. Yishchok in machmirin. Vahatam continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Memvav in the bottom part of the page. Vahatam the after this battle koydim of Pesach. What's the reason why there are people this place are machmer? Because even though it's batel before Pesach, it's chayzer v'neir b'Pesach. What does chayzer v'neir mean? It gets reawakened. The taste of the possible iser of the chametz in that salt gets reawakened on Pesach. Now let's continue in the Ramah. I'm back in top. U'medinois elu. In these lands, ha'minig l'hachmir l'chetchila. The Ramah tells us the minog, the custom is to be machmir and ideally should be machmir, shaloi lechol gavinois v'dagim v'basar yavesh. And not to eat the cheese or the fish or this meat. Okay, let's see what he has to say on this before we see further. We want to break up each piece, one piece at a time. Shaloi lechol sifkot mem zayin. V'hatam, the reason is, mibnei shaloi nizharu livdoi kamelach mechametz b'shas asiyosoi. The reason is, like we were thinking originally, because the people were not careful to make sure that there's no chametz in the salt. Therefore, one should refrain from eating these foods. Sifkad memches, obasa yavesh, dry meat, v'chein, basa moluach mechadish kaigadna, also in the case of salted meat, when you want to remove the blood, or other types of salted foods or pickled foods, could go in ugrikus. You know what ugrikus are? Pickles. Pickles. Ukruv shikar in kreut. What's kreut? That's what I sound like. Sauerkraut. Well, lemons. All these things. We have a whole, we're learning different languages here. Im loy nizhar livdoik hamelach mechametz b'shans asiyosei nizhar mishaloy lo'achlai. In all these type of pickled foods, if a person was not careful to make sure that there was no chametz in that salt, the Ramah tells us the minhag is to be machmir and not to eat these type of foods. Baruch Hashem, for the most part, doesn't apply to us today. We get our kosher Pesach symbols on it. As we said yesterday, the P does not just stand for Pesach, it also stands for patience. Okay, we have to make sure, specifically on Pesach, on Erev Pesach, we have to act with patience. So hustle and bustle going on. Chutz miyantav ha'achron shel Pesach, except for the last day of Pesach, where if your pickles were, your cucumbers were pickled and turned into pickles, or your sauerkraut, or whatever it might have been, with this salt that might have had chametz, little crumbs in there, you can eat it on the last day of Pesach. Okay, and the reason is, because number 72 explains, the last day of Pesach, Last day in Chutz La'aretz is Midrabanon, and we're not machmir for just a chshash ba'alma, just a concern. We're not machmir. That's why I repeat this all the time. It's always important to know the scenario, the case we're dealing with. Is it a deraisa? Is it from the Torah? Is it a derabanan? Is it a chumrah like our case over here? What's the status of it? And according to what it is, then there could be leniencies on different days. If this was a deraisa, We wouldn't be lenient, but it's not. Now, back in the on top of the page and by the Rama, Aval im hidichu habasa sholish pamim koidim Pesach noyegin lo'achlay. There is a way that even if, according to the Rama, even if it was salted in this chametzik apat, you can still perhaps eat it on Pesach. What's the case? What do? If you wash it, you wash this meat three times. You rinse it off three times, koidim Pesach, before Pesach, noyegin lo'ochle, then you can eat it, says the Rama.
Before Pesach,
yeah. You take care before Pesach. Right. Wash it out before Pesach, wash it off, then you can eat it on Pesach. Yes. Sifkot memtes in the Mishnah Brura. What does it mean that you, hedicha, you washed it? Hainu, l'shashef biyad. To rub it with your hands, well, you have the water going, you're rubbing it off, that salt. And to remove that which is stuck onto it. The minig is also, the custom is also to soak it in a river, in the water. Or to put it in a kosher Pesach pot, let it soak in there, and change the water three times as well. Okay? But it's ideally, one should not use a chametzik kli. One should not use a pot that is chametzik. Sifkat nun habasar. We said if you have this dry meat, the basar yavesh, then you have an eitzah to wash it three times. Or let's say we're talking about a food that was salted for the first time, but you did not check to make sure there was no chametz in the salt. She'elu darkon ladiach, that these type of foods, it's the custom to wash them. Just outside, before we read the words inside, I'll tell you what the Mishmur is going to explain now, is that when you have a situation where you would normally wash the food, then we can be lenient and permit you to wash this food and eat it. But certain food items, certain fish, certain types of fish, you don't wash. You don't rinse it off. So through this nowadays, we're going to see things are a little different than what they used to do. But if the custom was not to wash it, then we cannot permit you to go ahead and wash this specific type of food because there's a concern you might not wash the other times. Right, that's one salted cod versus herring, that, right? That's an example. Do people still wash their cod today? Yeah? Okay. I guess you have to. It's too salty, right? Yeah, too much. Okay. Thank you for the example. He says further, V'chein dogim yaveshim, so too when you have dry fish, avo dogim lachim aluchim, but moist, wet fish, which are salty, afila roitz ladiach is aser. Even if you want to, like we just explained, you want to go wash it, it's still lost. She'elu ein darkin tamil ba'adocha. These certain types of fish, it's not the custom to wash them. V'gazrinan, so there's a decree which was decreed. Shema yishkach v'lo yadiach. Since normally these type of fish are not washed, you might forget. And you might not come to wash it. U'mitam zeh, according to this reasoning, ha'yiroi lahakil belaksin. What's laxin? Lax. Shadarka ba'adocha. Because lax, at least back then, it was a custom to wash it, to rinse it off. Nowadays, we don't wash it off. We open it up and make a bracha and we eat it. V'chein b'dogim aluchim sh'mevin b'chavius, as Rav Joel was pointed out, sh'kayr in herring, shadarka l'hadiach. Nowadays, we don't do that either. We don't take out the herring. If you wash it off, you're taking off the spice. Right? I'm sorry?
My mother washes it off.
Oh, yeah? Still today? Okay, fine.
I don't know why.
That's what her mother probably did. That's why. Okay. Because of Achreinim, the Mikol Mokoyim, Leinogu Lahoki Lashum Min Dogim, Meluchim. Nonetheless, the Achreinim say we are not lenient in any type of Dogim Meluchim, any type of spicy, salty fish. Lachlum Taycha Pesach, Af Alidei Hadocha, even if you rinsed it off. And the reason behind that is because we're concerned that you might come to eat Shema Yovi Lecho Gam Dogim Shein HaDerech L'Hadichem. Like we said earlier, you might come to eat the fish that is not the custom to wash it off without washing it off. That's the concern. So any of these salty fish, if they were made incorrectly, we're saying now not to eat it, even if you're going to wash it. Chutz, except for Miyantav Achron Shal Pesach, once again on the last day of Pesach, we could be more lenient. Achein, however, B'Shas Adchak, in a time of tremendous necessity, or if a person will be prevented, he won't have his enjoyment of yantif, because he's not going to be able to have this food now. And once again, it's for the Rav to decide what category it falls under, if it's a shasat chak, or if it's not going to have simchas yantif, then one can be lenient. Oid kosvu, furthermore, the Achronim write, she called dvarim hakvushim, kagoin ugrikus, ulemins, kayoitzbehem, ein matirin klal, ayde adocha, kevin shein, darkum ladichon. We mentioned earlier pickles and other foods like that. If their custom is not to wash them, it falls in the same category like by the fish. If you wouldn't be washing and rinsing it off, so then you cannot permit it by saying, okay, go wash it off and take off any of that salt. Why? Because it's not the custom to wash it, so people will not be washing it. Sif, cotton, nun aleph, koydim pesach. We said that you have aval imhedichoy habasar sholish pemon koydim pesach. You specifically washed it before Pesach. However, says the Mishnah Berurah on the bottom in Sif, cotton, nun aleph. Aval toich pesach ein l'shroisoy, but on Pesach, ein l'shroisoy, you should not soak it. Obediyeved yediach af pesach. But in the ex post facto scenario, you can wash it even on even on Pesach. We have a little more time. I would suggest that we continue a little further with an interesting case. Interesting because it's just uncommon to us. We have further in the Ramah. He tells like this. Over karkoshois ein moyel hadacha. Karkoshois are intestines. Intestines. Ein moyel hadacha does not help to wash it off. Once again, we're talking about when you have the salt that was used with perhaps some chametz in the salt. So it doesn't help to wash the intestines. Lefichach ein lahashois ha-tevachos ha-yaveshos. Therefore, ein lahashois, one should not soak the tevachos ha-yaveshos. Tevachos are these intestines, the dried intestines. Let's just see two more sif cottons here for now. V'karkoshos, with these intestines, so it's a loyma. Afilo yaveshos tedakim badoch. Even if they're dry, where the custom is that you would normally wash them, the darken by docha, the custom is to wash it. Still, mikomoka im kemen shemumuloyin bifnim mibas bebasar hanechtok dak dak v'loy nivdok hamelach shenimloch boy ein moil hadocha shebuchutz lemashi bifnim. The reason why it's not going to help if I wash these intestines is because it's not going to help to wash the outside with what was taking effect in the inside of the intestines. And we're saying the inside, the salt got in there as well, and perhaps that chametz was in that salt and got in the inside. So the hadach on the outside will not help anything. It seems like they used to put garlic inside these intestines. Even if you did not put the garlic, the davar charif, inside of the intestines. V'chein begvina so too by cheese. Ein mayol hadacha mi bachutz. It doesn't help if you have hadacha on the outside. May I time for the same reason. Shema yesh ksas perure besoichai. Maybe there is also some peruri, some crumbs of chametz inside. Let's finish with this for today. Ha-tvachas ha-yaveshus. Don't soak the tvachas ha-yaveshus. Tvachas are, says the Mishnah Brura, hainu hach de karkashta. That's the same karkashta that we just spoke about. What's the karkashta? The intestines. Shekarin tivchaya. It's called tivchaya. The tivchaya is also the karkashta, the intestines. So kosu achreinim. Seems like if they would hang the meat and then in the room sheminalin sham kemach, they would also bring flour in that room. It doesn't help to dry this this meat. To wash the meat. The other rabba, aidei hadacha whom is dabek v'nasa piruri batzek dak in mo'ed v'nidvak v'basa. Let's explain the case here. I have meat hanging, and in the same room, and now throughout the year, now they're doing it here on Pesach time perhaps, I have flour that's going through this room. And if you have the flour cling on to this meat and it's washed down, what's going to happen is it's going to form a crust on it. Correct. It's going to make it worse. That's the total opposite of what we want. L'chein yesh lizar shaloy l'nahel kimcha de pischa samach l'macholim. Therefore, a person should be careful not to bring the kimcha de pischa. What is kimcha de pischa? The flour that's used for the matzah near the foods that can get moist and become wet. Because then you have this flour, and the dust of flour will cling onto it, and you'll cause yourself some unnecessary problems. We'll stop here for today. Thank you very much.